For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Historic Brattonsville is a Revolutionary War site in York County. For the past 30 years, a weekend-long Civil War reenactment event has taken place on or near the property. The group that puts on the event is the 6th Regiment South Carolina Volunteers, a nonprofit historical and living history society.
During the weekend, there are just all kinds of things going on.
Mike Short is a volunteer with the group.
On a Saturday and a Sunday, you'll have a battle presentation. But the rest of the weekend, you have other events going on. You have civilian life represented, the talents of the people that lived back then. You find out how the soldiers and the civilians actually lived, what they had to put up with, what the hobbies were.
But this year, none of that will take place.
We were incredibly disappointed that the event was canceled.
The decades-old event was canceled because of safety concerns. Carrie Tilley is executive director of the Culture and Heritage Museums of York County. It's a family of museums that includes the McKelvey Center, the Museum of York County, the Main Street Children's Museum in Old Town Rock Hill, and Historic Brattonsville.
With safety, you have to evaluate risk. You know, where is the risk this year? Is there things that are different about this year from previous year?
Tilley says the answers to those questions were yes. In the wake of the violence that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, about 50 Confederate monuments around the country have been removed, vandalized, or both. That's according to a recent report by the Boston Globe. Here in South Carolina, there have only been calls for the removal of monuments. But in North Carolina, whose border is only about 20 miles from historic Brattonsville, the Boston Globe counts 5 times a monument was either removed or vandalized. Executive Director Tilley.
It was very difficult to measure something that might happen or might not happen.
He says the museum has been weighing those questions and concerns since 2015.
We did take a look at it last year after the events at Charleston and the controversy surrounding the flag and everything, and say, well, you know, is there an elevated risk for violence? And then we felt like Charlottesville took it up another level, and watching what was happening throughout the country, we felt like it was elevated.
This elevated climate is leading the museum to increase the accuracy of the programs it offers.
We actually stepped back and took a look at our mission as well. What is the purpose of Historic Brattonsville? And that's to use the stories that took place on the plantation itself that teach us about the life in the Carolina Piedmont.
Historic Brattonsville is the site of a Revolutionary War battle.
But there was never any Civil War battle there. Our story with the Civil War was more the story of the plantation and not the battle. And we weren't even maybe only lightly exploring what was happening on the plantation.
Earlier this month, the museum started taking steps in that direction. It hosted an event called By the Sweat of Our Brows. The event featured the stories of slaves who lived on the plantation.
And when you say plantation, you have to include the African American community, the people that were enslaved there. And we weren't doing that.
And on its Facebook page, a post that the museum is still taking applications for an African American history interpreter position. As for when or if the district will host the Civil War reenactment event again, right now, that question can't be answered, but 6th Regiment reenactor Mike Short adds this.
You know, reenacting is an apolitical hobby. We don't get involved in the politics. We try to get involved in the history because we want people to learn and to understand their history. They don't have to like their history, but I think they do need to learn it and understand it because it gives them an idea of place and who they were and how this country came together after the war.
According to the Culture and Heritage Museums of York County's website, there will be a Civil War Education Day on October 27th. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.